Welcome back, everyone, to the Thrived Podcast. I am your thriving host, Michelle Cohn, and I am so excited to use this platform to educate, empower, and inspire each one of you. My purpose in this life is to truly impact the lives of everyone that I meet in one small way or another. I have discovered that my mess has turned into my message, my test into my testimonial to all of you. This is going to be a great episode because I'm going to share the power of mindset and how truly changing your thoughts will and can change your life. I've said this statement in every episode that I've published, and I say it because it's true. You have to believe that this statement is true before you go ahead and work towards it. My overall intentions in this entire podcast, not just this episode, is for you listening to know that you are not alone. You are not going through this mental illness alone. If 1 in 5 adults live with anxiety in the United States, you are more than likely at work with someone, on an airplane with someone, or in a movie theater with someone that has very similar symptoms as you do. Our energy flows where our intentions go. If you think you won't get better from this, that is where your energy is going to flow to. Unfortunately, we live in a world of comparison. It seems to be worse in communities with those living with a mental illness because we see others are trailblazing in their lives that have anxiety. And since we are not that person, we couldn't possibly make that happen for ourselves, right? We follow people on these social media platforms that are beyond thriving when we can't even get out of bed in the morning. But here's the truth. You've already told yourself that you can't be that person before you even start to try. Because your intention is following your energy. You keep focusing on the stuff and telling yourself all of the ways that you'll never be like that, and everything about you is agreeing with those thoughts in your head. I don't share my story or these episodes to brag. I share my story and the successful tools that got me from where I was to where I am today to give you hope, to show you that you are not alone, to prove to you that if someone like me who went from zero hope to I can't wait to live my next day, then you can do this too, if you decide to. Stop apologizing to yourself and to others for an illness that you have and own it. Every time you apologize with your intentions or you're apologizing for the work that you're doing, you're giving the impression to other people that there's something wrong with it. I'm sorry I can't go to the mall because. I'm sorry I can't go to the concert with you because. The reason there is a stigma attached to mental illness is because you and I keep living into that narrative. Friends, stop apologizing. The number one reason why those living with a mental illness don't put the work in to better themselves is because they are afraid of failure, that whatever it is that they are trying to do just won't work, or they won't be good at it. Sometimes it's just a temporary fix, instead of putting the work in even when you don't want to. We all walk through hard circumstances in our lives. One of two things happen when we do walk into something really hard. We either let that thing, that hard thing that we walk through, determine everything that comes after it, or we allow that hard thing to make us stronger. We use it as a platform to get us to where we want to go. You need to be very careful what you focus on, because what you focus on, you will hit every single time. I read a quote from Rachel Hollis, another one of my mentors, New York Times bestselling author and motivational speaker, that what if life isn't happening to you? What if life is happening for you? Never did I sit on my bedroom floor in a puddle of my own tears and say, why is this happening to me? I truly don't believe that everything happens for a reason. I believe that it's possible to find the meaning in everything you've walked through. I've spent my days giving fault I could have spent my days giving fault to why I was born with anxiety, or why it was happening to me, or how unfair it was that I couldn't get into my car and just drive to the gas station that was less than 2 miles away. No, I never did that. I spent my energy on getting better and finding the meaning in why I live a life with anxiety. The meaning for me is being able to share my story to complete strangers, to friends and family, to supporters, to whoever listens to my podcast on all the different platforms that it's on. The meaning for me is being able to raise money for mental illness. The meaning for me is being able to help just one more person who is beyond struggling and help them to discover the life of thriving with a mental illness. These are just some of the meanings I've found in walking through the hardest thing I've ever walked through in my life. Anxiety happened for me, not to me. Oftentimes, we look at our hard times and think they have made us weak. But guess what? We're still here. We are still here. If that thing, that mental illness, was truly going to get us, it would have already. But friends, we are still here. It doesn't mean you're weak. It means you're the strongest person listening to this episode. Stop wasting the strength that you've been given by being upset that it's happened to you, and look forward to the lesson, the meaning, in this hard thing. I've said it so many times because this is a powerful statement. When you change the way you think, you will change your life. Life is either happening to you or for you, and only you get to decide which one it is. Life is 10% what happens to you and 90% how you react to it. At some point, if you haven't done it already, you are going to try something to help you live a better life in living with anxiety, and it may or may not work. But you have to remember why you started. Why did you decide that yesterday was the day that you were going to step out of living a life with anxiety to a life of thriving with anxiety? Why? When you get to the root of your why, this is what will motivate you to do absolutely anything. Saying that living a thriving life with anxiety would be great because I'd be able to get out of the house isn't enough. Living a life with anxiety would be great because I'd be able to prove to myself that with each second in the car, I am able to go anywhere, take my freedom back, and live the life that I once had. Now that's enough. That would motivate me to continue to do the work, even when I didn't want to. I lived a life for 4 months at the age of 33, unable to get into my car and drive anywhere. All I ever wanted to do was grab my keys, turn on the ignition, and go. Just go anywhere. Just like everyone else was doing. I didn't want to continue to live a life of having something control me. I was better than that. That's my why, and you have to dig deep and discover yours. Motivation isn't a magic pill. You can't swallow something and it'll make you do all the things that you don't want to do. If you wanted to do it, you'd already be doing it, right? Motivation is how you force yourself to do the things that you don't want to do. And do you know how it all starts? With your why. I would stare at my car in the driveway and feel all of the things. Pounding heartbeat, painful chest pains, sweaty palms, dizziness, and shortage of breath. I was terrified to get into my car. I use a technique from Mel Robbins, who I mentioned in my last episode, called the 5-second rule, which is also the name of her best-selling book. I would have the intention to get into my car and just drive around the block. I said to myself, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, grab my keys, run out the door, put on my favorite song, and back out of the driveway and drive around the block. No overthinking, no second thoughts, no nothing. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, and go. I use this technique for everything that caused me anxiety. It tricks your mind into starting to feel anxious to feeling excited. Changing your mindset changes your life. Make sense? Now, this is nowhere near an overnight success story. This took a lot of hard work. This was showing up even when I didn't want to. This was putting myself into many situations that made me uncomfortable. Someone could listen to this episode and think, well, look at her now. She's thriving, and I'm stuck in my thoughts and feelings of anxiety every single day. The problem is that we compare ourselves to someone else's middle. These podcast episodes are years and years of hard work. I didn't compare myself to anybody that I knew or read about that had anxiety or cured themselves from anxiety. I was too busy working on my journey, and I had a clear image of my destination. I remember the first time I tried to get into the car and drive around the block. I sat in the driver's seat and told myself all of the reasons why I couldn't drive around the block. I sat there for what felt like 3 hours. I took the keys out of the ignition, threw them on the counter, and went into my room, and I cried. I did this countless amounts of times. After I spent 20 minutes of complete sobbing, I wiped my tears, Googled influential motivational speakers on anxiety, and up popped my friend and mentor, Mel Robbins. The tools that I mentioned in the last episode was what I practiced every single day for months, and I still practice them today. Every day, I practiced what it was that I was going to get me to accomplish the one thing that was holding me back, and I did it. 4 months later, I was driving. away from my house, out of my neighborhood, and with everyone else that was on the road with me. I have no idea what it felt like to walk for the very first time, but I can definitely say that the feeling that I felt on the road was pretty darn close. I was walking again for the very first time in a long time. One of the saddest parts about people living with anxiety is that they will quit on themselves because the results aren't going fast enough, or they're comparing themselves to someone else that is able to live a life with anxiety comfortably, rather than keeping their eyes on their own work. You are listening to this episode or my entire podcast because you either want to change your life in some way, or you know someone that you want to encourage to change their life in some way. The cost of your new life is your old one, and that's priceless. It is impossible to continue doing the things that aren't helping you to live a thriving life if they're not helping you. You are the only one that is going to get you from here to there. Everything that I have learned on how to live from just living with anxiety to thriving with anxiety, I've learned through trial and error and study. My biggest fear in taking control of my life back was failure. We are all afraid of failing or sucking at anything new that we try to better ourselves. Guess what? You will suck and fail at most things that you try. Do you have any idea how much failure is in my personal story in living with anxiety? I failed over and over and over again. Remember, your energy is going to go where your intention flows. I was so focused on getting better and feeling better that everything that I tried was worth it. I wanted to learn from the things that I tried that didn't work, because if you're not learning from them, you're missing out on one incredible opportunity. Life is either happening to you or for you. Failure is either happening to you or for you as well. Ask yourself, what can I learn from this? What can I do better? Or maybe it's just teaching me how to bounce back. That there is actual hope and light at the end of this tunnel. Decide today that this is the day that you change your life. That this is the day that you thrive. Failure is just proof that you're trying. The ones living with a mental illness, living with anxiety, that are still in the exact same place as they were a year ago, are the ones that are afraid to fail. And they blame it on everything and anything. My therapist sucks. This new medication isn't as good as the last one that I was on. I'm too busy to get better. Nothing will work anyway. I vowed to myself that I was going to suck and fail at this until I got better. And that's the whole point. To become who you want to be, you're going to have to fail. You're going to have to accept the fact that not everything is going to work, but you have to try. After all, we never know how to do anything until we are in it. My biggest purpose in this life is to help other people glow. A candle loses nothing when it helps to light another candle. I couldn't physically light up someone else's life, truly live in my purpose of helping others, without allowing myself to glow first. I've discovered through every failure in getting better and living with anxiety that when I gave myself the grace, or living more freely into who I was meant to be, I would automatically light up other people around me in my life. I knew that if I truly wanted to help other people live their best lives in living with anxiety, I had to change my life first. We are all made for more, and I knew that I was living a life with anxiety for a reason. I truly believe that. I knew anxiety was happening for me and not to me. If I knew now what I knew then about where living a life with anxiety was going to take me today, I would have sat with that panic attack a little longer instead of fighting it. I would have learned more from sitting in that driver's seat and not being able to physically and mentally back out of the driveway. I would have went through all of the things again to live in my purpose today, and that is to help you do the very same. You are made for so much more than what you are living today. That quiet or loud sound near your heart or in your gut is that voice that is telling your brain to get the hell out of your own way. It's saying keep going, keep trying, and keep believing that you will get better. What if you tried meditation? What if you went to your therapist one more day a week? What if you went to a yoga class? What if you invested in a monthly massage? What if you carried around calming essential oils? What if you read a book on living with your anxiety? What if you got out of bed and went for a walk around the block? What if you got into your car and drove for the very first time in 4 months when your mind told you that you couldn't? What if? What if? What if? Your potential is your gift from God. What you do with that potential is your gift back to the rest of this world. There's nothing more painful than a panic attack. than living the rest of your life without trying to get better. You can live a thriving life and still live with anxiety if you truly believe that you can. You just have to work at it. You just have to put the work in on changing your mindset. You have to stop comparing where you are to someone else's middle. Friends, you were made to thrive in this world. Now go do it. Until next time, keep thriving.